locally, 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Wednesday morning. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, and ProByte Computer Sales and Service. I'm Kevin Keith, and joined in the studio with Mary Lynn Peter. She's here to talk with us about the downtown holiday window paintings, which, Mary Lynn, I've just really enjoyed this year.
They were really good. They blew us out of the water.
I think it's a little more than we were expecting.
Yes, it was.
So, you know, I've asked a couple people around town, how did we get back to this? And everybody said that this used to be the thing to do.
Back in the 70s, when I was in school, they would do that. The students at school would do it, actually, as just something to do. They would paint the windows for Halloween. They paint them for Christmas. They do it for sectionals, stuff like that. It was something fun, and I always enjoyed it. And I just decided, let's try it. Let's do it again.
So how did you, what role do you play right now?
I was just the one orchestrating it.
Okay.
I started out, I wrote a letter and went around downtown to every store and business and passed it out, explained to them what I wanted to do. They're on board, let me know. You know, if you don't want to be on board, that's fine. To start out Halloween, we only got about 11 responses for Halloween, but it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Because towards the end of the deadline for Halloween, I had people wanting to get on board, and it was too late.
Right.
But then, so I said, okay, Halloween's done. Let's start. Well, even before Halloween, I went around again.
Mm-hmm.
And I got more people on board, and they just kept on jumping on board.
Yeah, it's kind of like everybody jumps on once they see a couple people.
They saw how fun it was and how cool it was.
I was going to say, I can't imagine anyone saying no or stay away, right?
No, I had a few that were a little iffy, and I went back a couple of times. They still hadn't decided, but that's okay. I mean, they still joined in. I mean, they did not enter the contest, but they still had their window painted.
Right.
So that, you know, that was a fun part, but everyone was jumping on board. There's other businesses all over town that were doing it. Some joined the contest. I mean, east side and the west side, not just on the square.
Right.
And then others that just decided, hey, that's fun. Let's just do that. We weren't in the contest, but let's paint our windows, too.
I was just amazed at the talent.
We have local talent here that is amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing. And that was the whole idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring out the local talent and be it recognized in this city. We have so many out-of-town artists coming in and doing things, but we have the local talent right here, you know, and now everybody knows what we've got.
Well, when were the winners officially announced? Was that Sunday?
Sunday,
okay.
Yep.
I'd seen it on Facebook Sunday afternoon when I was at home, and I shared it on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Uh-huh. And so we do have first, second, third, fourth, and fifth place.
Mm-hmm.
And how many did we have total, though?
For windows?
For
or
the Christmas windows, yeah.
We had 39 businesses go in.
Okay,
out of those businesses, they did 67 windows. So businesses paid more for one window, some of them. We only had 27 artists doing it, which means we had several artists that were doing more than one business. We did our the only reason we did first, second, third, fourth, and fifth place because we had so much money generated for this.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to give everyone recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So after the fifth place, everyone else got something else.
A little something.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
They all got something for even participating.
That is awesome.
So
27 artists, you said?
We had 27 artists.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And there's more. I mean, now I've got people wanting to jump on. You know, hey, I want to do this next year. You know, I want to do this next year. And I've already got businesses going on board for next year. Be Halloween and Christmas again.
Yeah.
I did start yesterday an account at a bank. If anyone wants to help donate for supplies, because
awesome.
The cost of supplies are just out of this world. This was our first year. We were going in blind.
Right.
So we're finding all this out. Weather was not our friend.
Right.
The rain, the wind, that was not our friend. Paint costs.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a bank or an account set up at First Merchants.
Okay.
It's under my name, but it's tagged window painting.
Okay.
Then we had to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone wants to just donate, all year round. They can do that. That helps out with the cost.
Fantastic. Did you have any money left over to start your bank account yesterday?
I had a little bit.
A little bit?
I had to put some in just to get it going, but okay. I had a little bit left.
All right. Well, you took some great photos. I know you had emailed that to Ken. He got those up on Clinton County Daily News. So we did already announce Monday, but I'll let you go ahead and announce them again if you like.
Okay.
I was really impressed with all of them. But I saw I'm friends with Jennifer Davis on the Facebook page, on her Facebook page, a couple of them, and she was showing as she was doing the sheriff's department kind of in sessions, and that was so fun to watch develop.
Yes, and that took her I think about a week to get that done.
I bet
she battled a cold. I had a couple of artists that were sick, and they were still out there doing it, and they would get sick just from being out there.
Yeah, right. And it's like when the weather breaks, you gotta go.
You got to get out. Worked on it. I mean, they did, bless their hearts, they worked so hard at it, and I was so proud of them. But, yeah, we had first place was the Sheriff's Department. That was Jennifer, Jennifer Davis. Second place was Goodwin's. That was Jake Peter. Third place was Iron Block, and that was Jess and Brandon Wells. Fourth place was Safe Haven, and that was Mercedes Polston. And fifth place was McCollum's, and that was Leah Counter. And then everyone else got a little bit of something for being on there.
That's awesome. It's just amazing that how many you had, how many business participated. That's
right. I had more wanting to jump on, and it was too late. I mean, we only had a week left before they could get it all done. The weather was still not cooperating. But
it's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have. It's stressful sometimes, but it's a good problem to have.
Now, I'd seen a couple weeks ago, it may have been when you were trying to find a few more artists, somebody had put out a call for high schoolers to help.
I tried.
Did you get any of that?
No, okay. I did not. I'm going to work on them again.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it was too late in the year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want
students to get involved.
Yeah.
I really do. And I don't care. We had, like Los Amigos had six windows. She said, great, bring the kids in. You know, that's what Christmas is all about.
Sure.
Well, we had one, but he couldn't get going on it in time, and he couldn't get anyone to help him. And, you know, he tried. So, you know, maybe next year.
Yeah. Well, you've got a full year now, right?
I do have a full year to do this now.
So you said this originally started with kind of one of your ideas around Halloween. Was it 2 weeks before Halloween, or was it a month before
Halloween?
Well,
I started at it was probably the end of September and went to Main Street with the idea to see if, you know, maybe they could help out in any way and just let them know what I was going to do. Kind of gave everyone an idea of what was going on, you know, and how it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided, okay, you know, we'll do you do that. We'll do our own little project. So they got jars out in each business now. For Halloween, people could go. It's called People's Choice.
Mm-hmm.
They can go around and put their dollar vote in, and all that money for Halloween was collected for Shop with a Cop. And we raised $113 for Shop with a Cop, which isn't bad with only 11 businesses.
Sure, sure.
Now the jars are out again. You can vote for your favorite painting. You can go in and put money in all of them if you want. And all that money goes to the Humane Society then.
Excellent. Excellent. So, do you have a goal of money now that you've got the first year under your
hat? I have
no
idea.
Do you have an idea of what it might cost?
Oh, my gosh.
What you're
I don't
at?
Know. I have not gotten anything in from the artists. I know that there was some were spending a couple hundred because of the paints and all the windows they did.
Right.
It's expensive. They have to get good quality paint. We find that out, too, where if it's not good, it's going to fall. It's going to run. I don't have any idea. Just anything would be great.
Okay.
I'm happy with anything.
Well, he's able to pull it off on a short notice this year, so I'd like to think people would contribute through the year.
And
we'll bring you back in late summer next year.
And promote it some more. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
we'll do that for sure.
And maybe it won't be so stressful. I don't know.
Well, we appreciate your efforts. I know that's just super cool, and it just looks so good.
I love it.
Jingle and Mingle this weekend, and the Santa Express, and Santa, or the Polar Express, rather, and TPA Park, so A little painting goes a long way.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of people compliment me and just say how they just love to look at the downtown right now.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's a little distracting. I was trying to keep my eyes on the road. I was trying to look, but I was at
that's
a
when
stoplight.
You get out of the car and then you just walk around the square.
Yes, that's
and
right.
You know, there's some amazing stores downtown. So you know, you're walking around, go in there and vote for your painting and check out the stores.
I mean.
I was amazed at some of the stuff that's
get
in there.
A few Christmas ideas.
Yeah.
You know, it is amazing because you think about local and you think about this and that, but like Michelle with Simple Time, you know, I mean, she's got some really unique stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny V's is a great atmosphere, and Lanin's is fun, and, you know, so, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yes.
So. Well, once again, which bank did you set that up
First
at?
Merchants.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just... Anybody can go in there anytime.
Yep, go in there anytime they want and say, I'd like to donate to the window painting. And it's under my name, but if you want to write a check, you have to make it out to me because that's how I had to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's not really a business.
Right.
It's just for a donation. So I got someone said he could help me work out a PayPal account to tie into it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So hopefully I can get that done too.
And are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook.
I'm surprised we haven't friended each other or something.
We do have a... This all started... most of the artists came through the Facebook group. It's Frankfort and Clinton County Artists and Musicians.
Okay.
And that's how I posted it in that, and I got more and more wanting to join, and that thing is up to almost 300 members now.
All right. Very good.
So anyone can join that.
Okay, well, good to see you and meet you again, Mary Lynn, and appreciate all your efforts.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
It was fun.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right.
Thank
thanks.
You.
We'll come back with more Party Line next on WILO. Welcome back to WILO's Party Line on this Wednesday morning. Wealthy Custom Exteriors, one of our fine sponsors, along with Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, plus our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, and ProBuy Computer Sales and Service. I'm Kevin Keith, joined again by WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning again, Ken.
Good morning again.
Let's talk a little inside the huddle.
Okay.
Now, I didn't get a chance to hear your Saturday broadcast, and you had...
Had events coordinator Bob Garner, who's with the Hoosier Gym over in Knightstown, and that is where the film, where the movie was filmed.
Yeah, I need to go listen to that before.
He was fantastic.
Yeah.
He really was good.
So what do they do with that gym right now? Is it kind of a historical thing?
What they do is that they have teams from all over everywhere. They started their schedule this past Saturday. And they'll run through the next 2 months, actually through February.
Okay.
They have teams from, you know, Mississippi, New Jersey, New York, anybody, you know, besides here, that want to play there. They'll just come and just, you know.
Can you imagine teams coming from all over the United States in that gym?
That's what happens. And, you know, then the only major change is the fact that they had to take care of the scoreboard because that was an old clock, basically, old wristwatch clock is what I always call it.
Right, right.
And now you have to have tenth of seconds on your clocks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that got changed. Everything else is the same.
Wow.
Now they do have to have some renovations done to it because the roof, we brought that up three or four times this morning.
Above all, a good roof.
Right. But, you know, that's something that they're going to have to fix. They know it. They're working on that now, and I think they'll start after all this part of the year, probably say March or April, they'll probably start down on it again.
How far is Knightstown from Frankfort approximately?
It's, from what I understand, it's right outside of Indianapolis, off of, now you would ask me, on one of the major thoroughfares, probably about
69 or something.
I'm not sure which one.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm kind of familiar with where it's at in the state geographically, but I was wondering how long it would take you and I to drive there.
Probably an hour, hour and a half.
We ought to do that sometime.
You know, and also I think what we ought to do, you know, you realize when you go up to Sheridan, you remember Terhune? That's another gym. It's off the road there, just a little bit off of 49.
Right.
We need to go there, too.
Terhune was one of the teams that the Hoosiers played in that.
That's exactly right.
It's so funny you mention that, Ken, because when I first moved up here, the first time I went to Sheridan or through Sheridan a couple years ago, which was probably, honestly, on the way to Noblesville to a concert,
mm-hmm.
I saw the sign off of
49, I can't remember which
that
one.
That has the Terhune, sign there.
Right.
And I thought, oh, my gosh. And that's what I related it with was the movie Hoosiers.
That's right.
Yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah. So
Terhune's an actual place.
Yeah, it is an actual place. I have never been there yet. So, anybody wants to fill me in sometime, let me know.
Maybe we could drive through Terhune on the way to Knightstown.
Yeah. But, they also have they also select 24 boys and 24 girls to participate in an all-star game for March. I think it's March.
Wow.
That's all another part of their duty that they do. So they have an all-star weekend up there. Also, that one in March, I believe it is. So, but Bob was fantastic. It was a lot of fun talking to him.
Well, a good contact too. We may bring him back in 6 months or something.
I definitely will do that.
I was sitting in my office yesterday.
You call your production studio your office?
Yeah, my production studio / office. And I'm sitting there. I forget what time of the day it was. I think
early afternoon.
And I heard Ken all of a sudden say, "Yes!" And I was like, what happened? Mm-hmm. And I could tell it was a yes of joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a few minutes later, you brought me your email. You'd print it out. And who's your guest Saturday?
We'll have a member from the Indiana High School Athletic Association. We'll have Commissioner Bobby Cox on.
That is awesome, man.
He and I just emailed each other back and forth yesterday, and he agreed to come on. We're going to talk via phone on Saturday about 9:30. He'll be one of our guests on Saturday.
I mean, the buck stops there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is the top dog of the IHSAA.
Right.
So.
And
congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Got a hold of Don, and Don will be with us also on Saturday.
Don Stock, the one and only, right?
Yeah, our official sports guru.
Well, two nights from now, this is going to be a different medium altogether for Don Stock, because
mm-hmm.
it'll be our first HoosierlandTV.com.
That's going to be one of the first questions he's going to get on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's
not like your traditional TV where you have like one camera that's on the play-by-play guy,
mm-hmm.
and then you got another camera here and another. So you won't see a whole lot of Don Stock.
No.
He's told me he has a face for radio, so he's not real excited about being in, but he wasn't.
Hey, we all kind of have that face.
Yeah, and Don's a team player, too. So
Don knows a tremendous amount about this area and about the teams in this area, and it's time, it's been a little while since we've had him in here, and it's time to bring him back and get some thoughts about how certain things went and where he thinks maybe basketball is going to go. And also, we need to talk to him about his Hall of Fame that's coming up. That's going to be another induction.
It's coming up
in January, I believe, this year.
Yeah. Wow. January. Yeah. I was thinking January or early February.
The last Saturday in January, I believe, is when it's going to happen.
All right. We've got a few minutes left in the program. If you'd like to give us a buzz, you can at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. I saw this yesterday first on Facebook, and then I came in this morning and saw you'd put a story up, as I knew you would. And I didn't realize that the fire department, I knew they were going to install the Safe Haven baby box.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, what, the 21st in the nation?
In the nation. And
that's amazing.
And Indiana has 17 of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's something else that people don't realize.
Are we the only ones who care about
basically,
babies?
I think that's true.
Holy cow.
I was surprised that it was 17 out of the 21. That shocked me.
Wow.
But they're having a ceremony at 10 a.m. on Friday
mm-hmm.
over at the fire department to christen and, the area and everything else. And I've seen pictures of what it looks like. I want to take a personal look at it and just mm-hmm. see. But it's got heating features. It has cooling features, and they've got comfort area for
I was reading the story. It says it's basically a safe incubator.
Right, and as soon as somebody puts a child in there, 911 is notified because there's a sensor that goes to them, and they're immediately notified that there's an infant in there.
Wow. I hope that box is never used.
Well,
but if somebody needs to do it, no questions asked.
I realize what you're saying. I agree with that. However, we all know in this day and age, it's awfully difficult for especially single moms and single parents particularly to take care of an infant child, especially when they're struggling themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I will almost bet you it gets used and maybe get used more than what you hope.
Wow. Well, you know what would be interesting is I wonder how long we've been doing this, like the other 17, you know, how long they've been in Indiana and they've been used.
To be honest, I don't know. And I would venture to guess probably, you know, I can't even venture to guess.
Yeah, I don't know either.
You know, but I would assume they've been, you know, to install something like this in the first place, you have to know that there's a need.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you something
right there. True, very true.
So that tells you something right there. And then, you know, let's just be honest about this. We are in an area that's a very low income area. Let's just put it out there the way it is.
Sure.
So I am going to guess that if I had my guessing, this is going to get used a little bit more than maybe what we thought.
Well, I think that's something we ought to watch.
We will.
Yeah, that's cool. The Safe Haven Baby Box organization also staffs a 24-hour hotline, which is 1-866-99-BABY-1.
Mm-hmm.
Baby and then the number 1.
Okay.
So parents can talk to trained professionals about possibly surrendering their baby. And they've also got a website, which we've got on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is to help the mother who would possibly be afraid of being accused of abandoning a child or trying to avoid prosecution. This is a safe way, if you have to do this, and God forbid if you have to, but if you have to do this, this is a safe way for you to do this.
I saw the story yesterday or Monday when we were, I think you were at a meeting, and it was yesterday, the IU Health celebrating their one phase.
That was Monday afternoon.
Brave the cold.
It's cold. Oh.
That wind, man. I was thinking of you guys. But that was probably pretty cool to see.
It was.
It's exciting time out that way.
It is. And the thing is, that also shows how far along they are. And it looks like, you know, they're still hoping, and as Kelly said, if Mother Nature is nice, we'll have this thing will be open in October, and then if not, we'll be happy with November.
Man, that's awesome. I mean, and to think that it would be cool if we could legally do it, to set up some kind of hospital cam for HoosierlandTV.com and just, like, watch the development, you know, because I've seen that done in larger cities and stuff, and that's cool because it's going to look, I mean, it's going to be hugely different.
You know, and they wanted to invite us up if you wanted to go upstairs to the third floor and, you know, help pick out, cast your vote for the furniture they're going to put in.
Oh, okay.
And I just said, no, I don't. That's just not me.
Need to get back to the stage.
Yeah, I did. But I also, you know, Kelly, of course, chance to talk to Kelly, and also really good to see Dan Neufelder again. Dan, of course, is the West Central Region President for IU Health, and he's really a good guy. And so, I mean, that place has got some great leadership.
Well, it's going to be interesting when we had Jamie and the Fair Council crew in yesterday. We were just talking about how different it already looks with the new EMS location, and then just, you know, everything developing out that way. We're going to tear down the hospital essentially and move it back a little bit and have your parking out front.
You know, and what I'm really hoping is that Healthy Communities finds, you know, of course, they still got that office back there by the new facility. I'm hoping they are able to find what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this. They have done a tremendous job with the old utility building downtown. They have done some things. Laura gave me a tour when I was out there.
Oh, yeah. I've not been in there. I've not had a need to go in because I pay my bill somewhere else.
She took me upstairs, and we went around where the council used to meet. Upstairs,
city council,
second floor of that building.
Oh man,
that's still sitting there.
Is it all original?
Yeah, it's still original.
Oh man, she needs to give me a tour.
I mean, it's been cleaned up. I mean, it's incredible everything they've done with that building.
Okay,
it's amazing, and you would not. I almost didn't recognize some things that have been done since it was last time I was in there to pay a bill pay a utility bill
just a couple short months ago. Right?
So I mean, what they have done with that building, and then of course what the utilities has done with their new office is. Just, you know, see, those are the type of things people can complain. You can complain all you want about cost of this and cost of that and things going up and going up. But when you get out and you see the new things that are coming along, it's worth it.
I agree. And the first time I went out, I was in a real hurry to pay my electric bill. But the second time I went out, I stopped and kind of looked and observed it.
Right.
And you can still tell it was an old-style bank.
Yeah.
But they've done a nice job of retrofitting things
and
doing the security and the parking.
And the one thing I wasn't prepared for, because I paid my bill Friday. It was due Saturday. But they were not open due to the holiday.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to use the Dropbox, which I have never done before in my life.
Me neither.
And it's interesting.
Did it work for you?
Yeah, we're fine.
Good.
I'm like, okay, I'm glad this did, because
you still had electricity.
I still got it right now, too, because it feels darn good right now in the morning, I'll tell you that.
Ken, thanks as always,
man. All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right. And thank you for joining us today on Party Line. And thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Plus our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, and ProBike Computer Sales and Service. Back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.